We are going to look at the rules relating to consortium relief in this session. Consortium relief is a variation of group relief, where losses of a consortium company can be transferred to consortium members, and vice versa. In other words, losses of consortium members can be transferred to consortium companies. The transfer of losses will be in proportion to the consortium member's interest in the consortium. We will look at this rule in a few minutes. First of all, let us have a look at a definition of a consortium company. This is a company which is owned to the extent of 75% by consortium members, and consortium members are companies owning at least 5% of the consortium company. Let us look at an illustration of these rules by using a diagram. Here we have a company, F Limited, which is owned as follows. A Limited owns 20%, B Inc., a non-resident company, owns 30%, C Limited owns 4%, D Limited owns 31%, and Mr. E owns 15%. Looking carefully at the diagram and the ownership of F Limited, answer the question which is on the screen. Is F Limited a consortium company? Yes or no? Once you have made your selection, select continue. The answer is yes. F Limited is a consortium company, as 81% of its shares are owned by other companies, owning at least 5%. Again, remembering the rules on the previous screen, which shareholders are the consortium members? Click the appropriate companies and select continue when you are ready. A Limited is a consortium member because it owns at least 5%. B Inc. is also a consortium member, but B Inc. is non-resident. No losses can be transferred to or from it. C Limited is not a consortium member because it owns less than 5%. D Limited is a consortium member because, again, it is a company owning more than 5%. And Mr. E is not a consortium member because he is not a company. So what is the effect of consortium relief? The effect of consortium relief is that a loss of F Limited is available to UK resident consortium members. 20% of that loss could be transferred to A Limited, and 31% of that loss could be transferred to D Limited. No losses can be transferred to B Inc. because it is not resident. No loss can be transferred to C Limited because it is not a consortium member. And nor to Mr. E, because again, he is an individual. Note that the rules for transferring overseas losses by way of group relief do not apply to consortium relief. So what are the available amounts? The maximum consortium relief which is available is the lower of the consortium company's loss multiplied by the consortium member's interest in that consortium. We will look at that definition in a minute. Or the consortium member's available profit. So what is a consortium member's interest? This is taken as the lowest percentage of the following factors: ownership of ordinary share capital, entitlement to profits available for distribution, entitlement to assets on a winding up. Let us take a look at an example of this. Here we have A, B and C Limited, which own D Limited. D Limited has a loss of £100,000, and A, B and C all make profits of £50,000, £35,000 and £60,000 respectively. What is the maximum consortium relief between D Limited and the consortium members A, B and C? Fill in the answers in the boxes provided, and when you are finished, select continue. A Limited will be entitled to 40% of D Limited's loss, which is £40,000. B Limited will be entitled to 50% of D Limited's loss, which is £50,000. But as B Limited has only got profits of £35,000, the amount of the consortium relief claim will be restricted to £35,000. And C Limited will be entitled to 10% of D Limited's loss, which is £10,000. Let us now take a look at an example where it is the consortium members that have made a loss and the consortium company which has the profit. Where the consortium members make a loss, the maximum consortium relief is the lower of the consortium members' actual loss or the consortium company's profit multiplied by the members' interest. It is always the consortium company's result, whether that is a profit or a loss, which is multiplied by the percentage interest of the particular consortium member. Taking a look at the diagram, here again we have A, B and C, all owning a respective share of D Limited. This time, D Limited has a profit of £100,000, and A, B and C each have losses. A Limited has a loss of £60,000, B Limited has a loss of £80,000, and C Limited has a loss of £8,000. What is the maximum loss relief from the consortium members to D Limited? Fill in the answers in the boxes provided and select continue when you are ready. The maximum amount of loss that can flow between A Limited and D Limited is £40,000, i.e. £100,000 multiplied by 40%. The maximum loss that can flow between B Limited and D Limited is £50,000, i.e. £100,000 multiplied by 50%. The maximum amount of loss that can flow between C Limited and D Limited is 10% of £100,000, which is £10,000. But as C Limited only had a loss of £8,000, obviously the amount of loss that can flow will be restricted to just £8,000. Under the consortium relief rules, there is a deemed current year claim. Let me illustrate this. Where a consortium company has other income, it is deemed that a current year claim is made before consortium relief is computed. The current year claim is deemed to have been made under the provisions of CTA 2010, section 37, and where we are deeming a claim to have been made, we may as well actually make it, otherwise that part of the loss will not get relieved. This rule does not apply to group relief. It is therefore the net loss that is available to the consortium members. Let us illustrate this with an example. Here we have D Limited, which is again owned by A, B and C, all of which have profits of £50,000, £35,000 and £60,000 respectively. D Limited has a trading loss of £100,000, UK property business income of £5,000 and chargeable gains of £10,000. What is the maximum consortium relief which can flow between D Limited and the consortium members, bearing in mind the rule I have just highlighted? Fill in the answers in the boxes provided and select continue when you are ready. In answering this question, we need to take a snippet of the corporation tax computation of D Limited. D Limited has UK property business income of £5,000 and a chargeable gain of £10,000, totalling £15,000. Therefore, the deemed current year claim will be £15,000, which reduces the consortium loss to just £85,000. Therefore, the maximum amount that can flow to A Limited is £34,000, which is £85,000 at 40%. The maximum that can flow to B Limited again would be £85,000 at 50%, which is £42,500. But as B Limited only has a profit of £35,000, the claim will therefore be restricted to £35,000. C Limited is entitled to 10% of D Limited's available loss, which is £8,500. How does consortium relief interact with group relief? Group relief takes priority over consortium relief. Let us take this simple scenario. Here we have A Limited, which owns 75% of C Limited, with B Limited owning the remaining 25%. As A Limited owns 75% of C Limited, group relief between A and C applies, which gives A Limited entitlement to all of C Limited's losses. B Limited will get nothing, because group relief takes priority. If the ownership of C Limited was 74% by A Limited and 26% by B Limited, this would be a consortium and consortium relief would apply, giving A Limited entitlement to 74% of C's losses and B Limited would be entitled to 26%, so that 1% would make a great deal of difference to B Limited. Let us take a look at a multiple choice question. Here we have X Limited, which owns 51% of Z Limited, with Y Limited owning the remaining 49%. X Limited has a profit of £80,000, and Y Limited has a profit of £40,000.
Z Limited has a trading loss of £100,000 and also has non-trading profits from loan relationships income of £10,000. Select A, B, C or D to show the amount of Z Limited's loss which would be unrelieved as a result of making maximum claims. Once you have made your choice, select Continue.
Let us take a look at the solution.
Z Limited has a trading loss of £100,000 and, as it has other income in that year, a current year claim will be deemed to have been made under the provisions of CTA 2010, Section 37. Therefore, the loss available to the consortium members would be £90,000.
Let us now have a look at consortium relief. X Limited would be entitled to 51% of the £90,000 loss, which is £45,900. Y Limited will be entitled to 49%, which is £44,100. But this will be restricted to £40,000, the amount of Y Limited's available profit. This reduces the unrelieved loss to £4,100, which is answer B. That concludes this session.